I Am a Recovering Christmas Hater by Jessica Stevens. As a kid, Christmas was full of magic and wonder. I was the first one to put presents under the tree. Wind chimes from art class for Mom, bracelets made of dental floss and beads for my sister. We had traditions such as going to the firehouse my dad volunteered at to see Santa and get bags of peanuts and candy. I got to wear sparkly wings in the Christmas pageant. My brother was usually a shepherd, or wise guy, as he liked to call it, and on one occasion my sister was quite convincing as baby Jesus. On Christmas Eve, all of Mom's brothers and sisters and their families would come over to our house. Grandpa brought his horses, and after dinner we would go for a hayride around our little Nevada desert town and thoroughly maim every Christmas carol. As I got older, the magic began to wear off. We moved to a state where we had no extended family. We didn't know what to do without family and traditions to fall back on. In our hearts, nothing could replace those large family Christmases. We ran into times when money was tight and buying presents became a burden. Receiving presents became a disappointment. Mom went into crisis over how to make Christmas meaningful. Do we have a tree or a manger? Buy presents or make them? It was in university that I finally decided I hated Christmas. My life operated according to the course syllabi and academic calendar. I also worked a part-time job. All time, money, and energy went to making it through school. In December, finals had to be written, dorm room cleaned out, and next semester paid for. I didn't have the time or energy to be cheerful or thoughtful in my celebration. Of course, I wanted Christmas to mean something, but only when I was ready for it. Christmas interrupted my life, cramped my style, or, as I liked to tell people, it's just not where I'm at in my life. It was my final and busiest year of university. Emotionally, I was not ready for Christmas. The coffee shop where I worked had exploded way too early, with every kitschy Christmas decoration known to humankind, and the most saccharine of holiday carols. It grated on every nerve for 2 months. Every eggnog latte was prepared with a side of disdain. While others had a sense of joy and expectation, I had a sense of impending doom. On the 24th of December, I worked a morning shift and was near tears as the time for me to go home approached. I felt like everything but celebrating. On the way out, a friend told me I could go to her house if I just couldn't deal. I hoped it wouldn't come to that. Mom made dinner. We went to a church service and went home. We each opened one present and went to bed. When I woke up on Christmas Day, a dog with antlers was in my face. He was happy because he was awake. Oh, how I envied him. Puffy-eyed, I shuffled out into the living room, where my youngest brother had already raided his stocking and was bouncing off the walls in anticipation of the sweet booty yet to be plundered. I played it cool, but not for long. Two things stand out from that day. Two things that turned me away from my Christmas-hating ways. One, the present Mom gave me. She framed her very first painting of a human subject and placed it under the tree for me. I love this painting. From the first day I saw it, I knew my mom had done something great. I couldn't believe she wanted me to have it. I would never even dream to ask for it. It cost her little, but was priceless. She gave me a part of herself. This bit of grace shown to a dissatisfied punk kid was overwhelming. I've cried on Christmas before, but never out of gratitude. The second thing was something my dad arranged. Our Christmas dinner would not be eaten at home. Dad has a good friend that is also a member of the Lummi Nation, a tribe in Washington State. This friend needed some help getting Christmas meals to the elderly and shut-in on the reservation. Dad offered his family. We became solemn as we dumped green beans into large pans, sliced pumpkin pie and stuffed roast turkeys into insulated bags. I looked around at the residents at the assisted living facility. Some residents had a few family members to eat with, but most quietly came down from their rooms. Occasionally, some people from the community that had nowhere else to go joined us. Scattered around the room and without much eye contact, they ate their holiday meal. I kept walking by the food baskets, waiting to go to the people that couldn't make it out of their homes, and tried to imagine how they would be received. That year, I found Christ in the grace of my mother's gift. I found the family Christmas I thought was left behind in the desert. We finally made our own tradition. Our family was again extended at Christmas, and for a little while, we became family to others. It was magic.